Simon & Schuster Audio presents An Inconvenient Book, Real Solutions to the World's Biggest Problems by Glenn Beck. Read by the author.
Section 1. Global Warming, Storming, and Conforming. The skyline of Miami is a spectacular sight, but not because of the lights, the sunsets, or even the flesh-covered plastic that's wrapped in bikinis lying on the beaches in the distance. It's the cranes. There are dozens of them. It looks as if every two buildings in the city are divided by one that's under construction, topped with a crane like a star on the top of a Christmas tree. It's truly Southern Florida's capitalist equivalent of the birth of Christ. In the next few years alone, approximately 100 skyscrapers will be somewhere between the stages of just finished or about to be started, and that's just in downtown Miami. Drive across to Miami Beach or down to Fort Lauderdale, and you'll see similar, if not quite as dramatic, development. Even 60 miles north of Miami, the far-from-fabulous, overly-underwhelming oceanfront Briny Breezes Trailer Park has caught the eye of developers. They've offered to buy the land from the 411 Briny Breeze residents for $510 million, a deal that would have made almost all of them instant millionaires. Of course, South Florida is also the haven for the rich and famous. Lenny Kravitz, Ricky Martin, Anna Kournikova, Diddy, or the Didster, as I like to call him, Gloria Estefan, Beyonce, Matt Damon, Calvin Klein, Hulk Hogan, and Rosie O'Donnell are just a few who own houses there. Yes, the overwhelming scientific consensus is people want to live in Miami. The question is, why? Have they not seen an inconvenient truth? Do they not know the risks of global warming? Why are people so passionate about living in a place that will soon be underwater? There seems to be an incredible disconnect between what Al Gore says and what people do. Why is that, do you suppose? Some, of course, will blame a mass disinformation campaign funded by evil Big Oil that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?